From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonso reporting. A major earthquake struck northeast Japan Tuesday, close to the massive 9.0 magnitude quake that killed more than 18,000 people in March of 2011 and caused a coastal nuclear power plant meltdown. The quake, measured by the U.S. seismologists at 6.9 and in Japan at 7.4, struck off the coast of the Fukushima Prefecture. U.S. geophysicist Rafael Abreu of the U.S. Geological Survey said a 1.4-meter tsunami washed ashore.
Any type of movement that disturbs the water column, if you do any movement on the ocean floor, whether you raise it or if it goes down, which is likely to what happened in this case, that type of disturbance is going to create a disturbance in the water column, and that is what creates the tsunami.
The quake struck about 11 kilometers underground, some 250 kilometers northeast of the Japanese capital of Tokyo, where Temple University Asian Studies professor Jeff Kingston felt it.
We're used to getting lots of earthquakes. Japan gets more above 6-magnitude earthquakes than probably any other country in the world. But yeah, this was quite a good rattle.
There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. Renewed clashes between Yemeni government forces and rebels killed 19 people Tuesday, according to military officials. It comes a day after a fragile 48-hour ceasefire expired without halting the violence. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel alert warning in the run-up to the end-of-the-year holiday season, warning Americans of a heightened risk of terrorist attacks throughout Europe. U.S. citizens are to exercise caution. This is VOA News. At least 3,000 people have fled fighting in northern Myanmar into China, Beijing, Tuesday, as the death toll from clashes between the military and ethnic rebels rose to 9. The violence is a fresh blow to the de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi's hopes of forging a nationwide peace agreement after decades of bloody insurgencies in Myanmar's borderlands. Turkey has dismissed more than 15,000 additional civil servants, police officers, and military personnel under a state of emergency imposed after July's attempted coup. More than 110,000 people working for the government and in the media have been arrested, suspended, or sacked in the ensuing crackdown for alleged links to coup plotters. Also in Turkey, the government there Tuesday withdrew a controversial bill from parliament that could overturn men's convictions for child sex assault after an angry public backlash that saw thousands take to the streets. Critics had said the bill, which would allow the release from jail of sex assault victims if they marry their victims, will legitimize rape of minors. Its withdrawal back to Commission for Amendments marks a rare concession to the popular opposition. A top U.N. official told the Security Council Monday the number of Syrians besieged in their country's conflict has doubled in the past year to nearly 1 million. The U.N. aid chief, Stephen O'Brien, said the number held captive by government forces has reached 850,000. He urged council action.
I hear the argument that this council should not pass a resolution because it would be, quote, premature. Mr. President, it is never too premature to save a life. It is never too soon for you to find a solution to this conflict and end the suffering of the Syrian people.
Meanwhile, the U.S. UN ambassador, Samantha Power, named a dozen Syrian generals and other officers, accusing them of leading attacks on civilian targets and running torture prisons.
Today, I would like to specify some of the names of those involved since 2011 in killing and injuring civilians by conducting air and ground-based Syrian government military assaults on cities, residential areas, and civilian infrastructure.
And now
the United States will not let those who have commanded units involved in these actions hide anonymously behind the facade of the Assad regime.
That is a U.S. ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power. Uber has launched its on-demand car ride services in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka Tuesday, saying it would help reduce congestion in one of the world's largest metropolises. More at voanews.com. I'm Francis Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.